Welcome to the Hypnotic Beast Podcast. I'm HypnoBeast, a creative guide and hypnotherapist with over a decade of experience helping people relax, transform, and tap into their inner selves. This is a cozy, safe space for guided journeys, imaginative transformation, and maybe a little magic along the way. Now we're going to allow you to hypnotically imagine becoming a sovereign and ruling your own fantasy kingdom. A few words of caution before we begin. Please only listen to this recording in a safe, stationary environment where your full attention can be given to the process of imagination and relaxation. Do not listen to this recording while driving or operating heavy machinery. When you're ready, make sure you're in a comfortable position, preferably in a bed, couch, or chair. Close your eyes if you haven't already done so, and prepare to relax deeper and deeper now. Each and every time you listen to this recording, the suggestions become stronger. You become more open and receptive to positive, good suggestions, and your skills of focus, relaxation, make-believe, and trust increase as well. Once upon a time, there was a kingdom, your kingdom, and it was a magical place ruled by you. And a bespoke government that fits you just right. Perhaps you're already having ideas, and that's a good thing. Let those ideas simmer in your subconscious as we work on your ascension to the throne. Let's focus on your breathing for now. One of the easiest ways to gain control of your mood is to simply take deep breaths. Allow yourself to settle more deeply into the support beneath you, becoming more comfortable and at ease. As you deeply breathe in, hold it for a moment and slowly breathe out. You can close your eyes. On one of these deep breaths, you'll know which one. In a relaxed manner, you can remain focused on my voice and allow everything else to fade into the background. Because those sounds are unimportant, they can only take you deeper into trance. Because your attention may drift away from the sound of my voice, the subconscious, however, is always listening, and you'll sense when it's time to return to my voice in an effortless way. Allow your focus to drift downwards. Get a good sense or imagine walking easily or moving downwards. It's easy to get a sense of a beautiful, peaceful place, blissful and serene. You can feel a relaxing groundedness and calmness spread from this place to your feet. And with every step, with every push forward, permit yourself to feel even more relaxed. From your toes to the heels and ankles, spreading upwards to your legs, allow an even greater sense of positive, soothing energy. As you continue in this place, you may feel the soothing comfort spread from your shins and calves to your thighs, as if you're waiting in blissful serenity, feeling nothing but comfort in your legs. this peacefulness to begin to guide yourself into trance as you get a sense of the beauty of this place. With every breath, a gentle something sends a warm and nourishing sensation all over your body, from the thighs to the hips to the belly and lower back, and an even more profound calm begins to form as you make your way through this supportive and secure place. You can allow an even greater calm to spread to your chest and upper back, allowing each and every breath to become effortless and easy. You can trust and take pleasure in the process of letting go. For now, if only for a moment, and accepting peace and serenity into your heart. As you notice the sounds of this place around you, you may listen. The beauty of this place may speak to you in a special way. As you become aware of the sense of this relaxing area, you can allow your neck and shoulders to loosen up and relax as you ease into comfort. You may even find, or just imagine, a spot that is just right to enjoy the beauty and enchantment of this place. As you recline into deeper rejuvenation and comfort, with every breath you take in this place you chose, the rejuvenating comfort doubles. In a few moments, I'm going to count down from 10 to 0. With each number I count, allow yourself to drift down into a receptive state between wakefulness and deep sleep. Feel the body drift down as you settle closer to sleep and settle more deeply into your support. With each number I count, you drift into a deep, blissful slumber. 10. Starting that descent downwards into blissful slumber, it's time to drift down now. Every change takes you deeper. 9. Your mind slips into calm serenity. It pulls you down peacefully. You just grow more comfortable on the throne of enchantment. 8. You drift deeper into trance, deepening into this safe place. 7. Your breath deepens and something stirs in your bones. It is peaceful tranquility. 6. Allow the beauty of this place to guide you into a satisfying trance. It's okay to zone out and let your mind relax. 5. A warmth arises. You can feel a flicker and a flame, perhaps a radiance. You can feel your inner light deep within you. 4. Feel your body drift deeper, deeper downwards, deeper asleep. 3. You have power within you. Allow for now the idea that you could do anything. This is your place of power, a place to relax. 2. You are the master of the energy inside of you. Drift deeper now into peaceful slumber. 1. So very close now, going 10 times deeper, becoming that much more open to positive suggestions. Zero. Deep sleep, deep sleep, deep sleep. Each and every time I say the words deep sleep to you, for the purpose of hypnosis and with your permission, the body relaxes completely and the mind surrenders deep into hypnotic trance. Each and every time I say the words deep sleep to you, for the purpose of hypnosis with your permission, the body relaxes completely and the mind surrenders deep into hypnotic trance. Deep sleep, deep sleep, deep sleep. The time has come. It is your time to rule. What sort of kingdom will you preside over? Think very carefully of who you are and what would truly make you happy. Perhaps you are a Caesar in marble halls with a senate full of learned senators. Perhaps you are a king or queen surrounded by dominant royal knights keeping you safe, all seeking your approval. Perhaps you're a Mesoamerican lord perched high atop a pyramid with priests and advisors, emperor, sultan, pharaoh. These all can be you when you picture your truest self. What do you see? If that image was made ruler, what would your rules be? What climate would your kingdom be located in? Forests, plains, savanna, deserts, tundra, rainforests. Does your kingdom have mountains, rivers, deltas, bays and coasts? Is it magical at all? Perhaps a floating continent, a fairy realm, or a place outside of space and time? Get a sense of the people there. Are they human? Perhaps they are elves, orcs, fey creatures, or animal people. Find the most comfortable, most empowering spot of your grand palace. Use all your senses to imagine your seat of power. Is it a mighty throne in a throne room, in a castle, an earth-rooted stone keep, a great crown hall in a palace, a celestial court of the stars? How do your subjects treat you? Are you a revered god king? One blessed by divine right? Or are you one your people can relate to? Do your people gossip about your royal antics? Just imagine a day in your life as the sovereign of your own kingdom. You wake up in the softest, most luxurious bed your kingdom can provide. You are served a gourmet breakfast. Perhaps you take a quiet walk on the grounds, or a refreshing morning shower, maybe a quick cuddle with a consort. Mid-morning you are met with generals and advisors, perhaps wizards or priests. You are briefed for the day. What sort of things does a sovereign need to know about their kingdom on a daily basis? In the afternoon you are served lunch and contemplate about the morning briefing. Later, you sit on the throne and receive subjects seeking audiences with the sovereign. What sort of favors do they want? What sort of justice do they seek? How will you be a great ruler? Perhaps you go out into the kingdom to see how things are going yourself, checking on construction and meeting with the heads of guilds. Next, perhaps, you study and train to maintain a healthy body and mind. Afterwards, you may want to get a massage by the royal masseuse, or perhaps get groomed or have a facial. Perhaps you have dinner with trusted friends, or perhaps you have dinner with visiting heads of state. What other countries does your kingdom border? What is your relationship with your neighbors? After dinner, is it quiet time, a time for reflection, prayer, and meditation? Perhaps an hour with a partner? Perhaps you were just a figurehead and have more free time to do what you wish. Perhaps you are a warrior king leading an army on a mission of conquest. Perhaps you are a philosopher king making sure your colleges and universities are enlightened and available to the masses. Recall. Take a few moments now for deeper hypnosis to recall the experience in greater detail in your own preferred way. Afterwards, I will help you come out of trance. Allow your imagination to guide yourself towards a pleasurable experience. You are a great sovereign. The crown fits you. You are exactly enough. You are enough exactly as you are. You go at your own pace. There is no greater force than you. You lead with your strength. You stand tall with quiet authority. You don't have to try so hard. You are the most commanding presence in the room. A stabilizing presence. You are kingly and strong. You are allowed to rest. You are allowed to feel. You lead through compassion. Not force. Your boundaries are the law. You are powerful and divine. You lead through example, not through fear. You have the right of kings. In a few moments, I'm going to count up from 0 to 5 and bring you up and out of trance, but locking in the power of the suggestions made. 0, deep sleep, taking a moment to lock in all the good, powerful suggestions, remembering how to nurture your inner strength. 1, allow yourself to rise from trance gently. 2, feeling your human form return and feeling yourself returning to normal. 3, becoming aware of your human body, feeling refreshed and restored. 4, taking a few deep breaths, sensing the world around you return. 5, wide awake. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, wide awake. If you enjoyed this journey or found it helpful, please visit us at hypnobeast.com. Follow the podcast or book a one-on-one session. Thank you for joining me on this journey. Goodbye for now, my friend.